Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Amid the chaotic rollout of the Affordable Care Act, an Ann Arbor organization is doing its best to explain what's going on and what healthcare customers can do about it. The Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, or CHRT, is a nonprofit partnership between the University of Michigan and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. On its website, its stated goal is to, quote, promote evidence-based care delivery, improve population health, and expand access to care, unquote. To help us understand some of the challenges associated with Obamacare and to explain its role in this transformation, we welcome the director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, Mary Ann Udall Phillips. Welcome to Current State.
Well, thanks so much, Mark.
Tell us more about CHRT's primary work here. What do you do and who do you serve?
Well, really, our goal is to help policymakers make decisions based on facts. And so, you know, our sense is that we serve the public at large. We try to provide information explaining things like the Affordable Care Act, understanding data on how healthcare is changing in our state, what the cost of healthcare is, et cetera. We run demonstration projects to help demonstrate what works to improve quality and access to care. And we have a fellowship where we bring policymakers and researchers together to see if we can speak the same language and if research can really help policymakers.
Was CHRT around before the Affordable Care Act, or what was it formed because of the Affordable Care Act?
No, we were formed before. We were formed in 2007, and with this general goal of improving evidence-based care, population health, and access to care. So we've been working with researchers on ways to do that before the act was even debated in Congress, but clearly with all of the changes from the Affordable Care Act, it's really raised the need to help people understand what's happening and how this law affects how we all get health care.
Are you an awful lot busier than you anticipated you would be in 2007? It sounds like it.
Yes. Yes, we're very busy, and we've been spending the past several months doing lots and lots of talks to consumer groups and with legislators and physicians and hospitals and just about everybody you can think of to understand healthcare.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is one of the key players here in your organization. What role do they play exactly here? What's your connection to them?
So Blue Cross and the University of Michigan are two big funders. They formed the organization. They're partners in what we're doing. And what happened in 2006 is the University of Michigan sold their health maintenance organization, MCARE, to Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And as part of that transaction, both entities really wanted to support more of the research that had been coming out of MCARE and the university to help the public better understand healthcare and improve the quality of healthcare. So they decided to form this organization. We're a nonprofit, a 501c3. We're hosted by the University of Michigan.
Let's address a few of the big unanticipated challenges that have unfolded recently relating to the Affordable Care Act. How have so many, I guess it's at least 150,000 Michigan health insurance policyholders, how is it they have lost their policies after very memorably being told by the president that they'll be able to keep them?
Yes, well, that was a most unfortunate statement that he made, and I think he was probably at that point thinking more generally about the employer market where most people are able to keep their policies and really aren't so affected by these changes. But it is the individual market where all of this turmoil and all of this change is occurring. And you're right, it is about 150,000 people in our state that received cancellation notices of their health plans. Now, it's not that they won't have health coverage. They're getting being offered new health plans, some of which are going to be lower cost than the plans they have today, some of which will be higher cost. They have a lot of choices. Many people will get financial support, tax credits, to afford those health plans, but they are different from what they've had. And they're different in part because the Affordable Care Act requires a very broad set of services to be covered. There are 10 categories of services, and really very few health plans have covered that full range of services before. So the health plans canceled their policies in the individual market so that they could create new policies that were aligned with what the Affordable Care Act requires.
Can you generalize, Mary Ann, about the I don't know, I hesitate to use the word quality, but can you generalize about the kind of policies that have been getting canceled? Were they generally apparently they didn't offer the benefits that the Affordable Care Act calls for. Can you generalize and say that these were substandard policies?
You know, it's really a mixed bag. There were some that were good policies, but they didn't cover exactly what the Affordable Care Act requires. There are some that were really limited benefits and really weren't giving people much coverage at all. And those are what people sometimes call substandard policies. I actually think in other states, a lot of what got canceled were really, really poor policies. In Michigan, I think we've generally had somewhat better coverage, but I would still say that you know, most people in Michigan would agree that the individual market has been broken, and this, you know, this is really trying to make it better, although it's confusing for a lot of people, and some people it won't make it better for, but many people it will. We did a survey at our center last year of consumers in Michigan, and only 44% of those who buy their coverage individually said they were happy with their plans, and that's before the Affordable Care Act went into effect. So we know that this is a segment of the market that has been very unhappy, has had difficulty finding coverage that's affordable for them. Many of them have had very high deductibles and not great benefits. And so the hope and the idea is that these will be somewhat better, significantly better in some cases and somewhat better in other cases, plans. And for many people, they'll get financial support to help them purchase that coverage, so it could be at lower cost.
We're talking with Mary Ann Udall-Phillips, the director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, or CHRT, based in Ann Arbor. You mentioned the rise in deductibles. A lot of policyholders have been confronted by that here in Michigan. Occasionally, they have really shot up dramatically. And the deductible, of course, is the amount of money that policyholders agree to pay out of pocket before their policy covers the cost. These have been rising for years, as I understand, but why have they jumped so dramatically now?
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely true. Employers really have been trying to find ways to lower the cost of health care to them, and they've tried many things in the 90s. They tried managed care plans and health plans tried wellness programs and case management programs, all sorts of things, and employers found that those things did not substantially improve their trends, their health care costs. And what did was to raise deductibles and copays, and it did it in a couple of ways. It, first of all, clearly it transfers some of the cost of the health plan to consumers and to employees. But also we know from the research that copays and deductibles do discourage utilization. So people with higher copays and deductibles use fewer services. The problem with that is that even though we have some data to say for most people that hasn't affected their health negatively, it has affected the health of some people. And the problem with just across-the-board copays and deductibles is that it's kind of like a meat-ax approach. You know, you're just doing even valuable services get high copays and deductibles, and people reduce the use of those services at the same rate that they reduce the use of services that maybe don't really make a significant difference. So we'd like to see people use what's called value-based insurance design, where they vary the copays and deductibles based upon the type of services. But most employers are just raising deductibles and copays across the board.
Mm. The government healthcare website, healthcare.gov, launched on October 1st. Lots of people couldn't access it. What's it like today, especially for people here in Michigan?
Well, you know, it's getting better. I was with some folks the other day who had been able to get on it, and a few who had been able to get through the whole process as it was originally envisioned. The federal government says that by the end of this month, 80% of people should be able to make it work very well for them. But it's not perfect. It's still going down, and there are certainly groups of people who are having difficulty going on it. So a lot of what's happening now is the health plans are saying, we'll help you, we'll enroll you through us. And actually, the health plan websites are excellent. So you can go on the healthcare.gov website and compare health plans. They have a button to do that. That works perfectly. You can see in your area what the different health plans are and what the costs are. And then if you like a few of them, you can go then to the health plan websites, and they can tell you what kind of a tax credit you would get for that plan based on your particular circumstances, and they will be able to enroll you directly through those health plans. So,
and new products are available here as well, new features to these policies.
Yes, there are. There are, you know, in Michigan, in most communities, you'll have a choice of about 40 different products. There's really quite a few health insurers. 13 health insurers in Michigan are offering products on the health insurance exchange. And there is quite a range of products, everything from a new co-op type plan to all sorts of provider network plans. So one thing that's really important for consumers, though, is to see what the providers are in the plan you're interested in, because some of what's being offered on the exchange are limited networks of providers. Some are very broad networks of providers. So you need to make sure the provider you want to go see is in the plan you want to sign up for.
I know you try to deal with this monster as objectively as you can, Mary Ann, but I want to ask you if you're willing to speculate regarding the political climate here and what the future lay, where the future lay with regard to Obamacare. Is the president's signature legislation facing some kind of existential crisis here?
Well, the political climate certainly nationally is very, very bad in this regard, and, you know, I think there's a headline article in the New York Times this morning that speaks to the fact that the Republican strategy is to capitalize on all of the problems with the law and keep focusing on those problems for political reasons. I wish the focus was really on fixing the problems. There are problems. There's no question. It's a very complicated piece of legislation. There are several areas that it would be better if there could be some legislative fixes, but the climate is not good for that at all at the federal level, and I just think that's really unfortunate. I think we're actually pretty lucky in Michigan, because I do think at our state level, certainly the governor wants to do what he can to make it work, and so I think we're a little better off in Michigan than in some states, but certainly the federal level, it's very tough.
Mary Ann Udall-Phillips is director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation based in Ann Arbor. Thanks, Mary Ann.
You're welcome. Great to talk with you, Mark.